Congressman Jim Marshall is used to holding power. The Georgia Democrat was once the popular mayor of Macon, in a state where his party has long been dominant. So it was a bit of a jolt when Marshall, who was first elected to Congress last fall, came to Washington, where Republicans are in control. NPR's Andrea Seabrook spent some time with Marshall during the summer congressional break. She has this report on the creative and indirect strategies he uses to influence national policy.
At the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 665 outside Fort Benning, Georgia, Congressman Jim Marshall has come to rally the troops.
Come net, pinch point, right face, forward march, double time. You remember the double time part of that? You remember how you used to feel when somebody said double time?
Marshall is trying to start a war, trying to spur veterans across his state to demand that Congress get rid of what Marshall calls the Disabled Veterans Tax, a law that bars military retirees from collecting both their pension and disability payments. Marshall tells the 50 or so assembled veterans that when he first heard about the issue, he did not believe it.
What they were talking about to me was so improbable, illogical, wrong, something I knew our country wouldn't be doing. And so I'd listen to this and go, that can't be.
Part of what made it so unbelievable to Marshall was that he himself is classified a disabled veteran. The son and grandson of Army generals, Marshall dropped out of Princeton in 1968 to fight in Vietnam. He served as an airborne ranger, decorated with 2 bronze stars and a Purple Heart after he was hit by shrapnel in his left calf and thigh. After he returned to Princeton, he was classified 20% disabled by the wounds and receives a payment of $48 a month.
I served my country 21 months and one day. Had I stayed in for 20 years, guess what? I would not be getting disability benefits. Had I served my country more, had I served my country longer, I would have gotten less.
Collecting both payments is known in military jargon as concurrent receipt, and it was outlawed in the 1890s. The Pentagon wants it to remain that way, calling the idea double dipping into veterans' funds. But in recent years, many congressmen around the country have responded to veterans in their districts and signed on to a bill that would make concurrent receipt legal. The bill has 354 co-sponsors, far more than would be needed to pass it. Problem is, Congressman Marshall tells these Southern Georgia veterans, the Republican leadership of the House won't let the bill, House Resolution 303, out of committee for a vote on the floor.
So I filed a discharge petition on House Resolution 303. Leadership doesn't like it because it circumvents the normal committee process. It circumvents leadership and what leadership wants to do. And it forces a vote.
This is one way Marshall is trying to affect policy from his relatively weak position as a freshman member of Congress. Unlike the Senate, where the minority party still has considerable influence on debate, House rules give far more authority to the party in power. And if there's anything weaker than being a member of the minority, it's being a freshman member of the minority. Marshall's congressional district is a very large swath of middle Georgia, hundreds of miles of mostly rural South centered around Macon. He drives a lot, but that's what it takes to keep building support, especially since he won the election last year by only about 1,500 votes, the closest of Georgia's congressional races. During a drive out to a hospital in a remote part of his district, Marshall concedes it's harder now to make a difference than when he was mayor of Macon.
They're very different jobs. Macon has what's called a strong mayor form of government, which means that the mayor is the CEO and also has veto power. And as a result, if you work hard and pay attention to things, you can make a very significant impact, virtually control an awful lot of the issues that cities deal with. As a junior member of Congress, I'm in control of very few things.
But the few things he can do, like work to build unity and momentum among veterans, he says potentially affect many more people than his work as mayor. Right now, Marshall says, he's throwing all of his energy into one or two key issues and beginning his reelection campaign to a second term in Congress. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News.